Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Dave Wanbaum said, "Those who let things happen usually lose to those who make things happen." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who makes things happen. Today's playmaker graduated summa cum laude from Texas A&M with a bachelor's degree in accounting and a master's in finance. With us today is a CEO who was a finalist for Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year Award in 2014. This great playmaker is Josh Payne. Josh is CEO of World Ventures Holdings. Now, World Ventures Holdings is the $1 billion parent company of the travel industry's direct sales leader, World Ventures. Josh oversees an organization whose mission brings more fun, freedom, and fulfillment to people's lives. Prior to joining World Ventures, Josh served as CEO of Rovia, an industry-leading travel and lifestyle service provider offering turnkey solutions for business partners and membership-based travel companies. An entrepreneur with e-commerce roots, Josh has led successful corporate turnarounds, including CheapCaribbean.com, a company that grew under his leadership from $80 million to over $600 million, making the Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing companies in 2014. Josh's previous experience includes managing partner Providence Interactive Capital, VP of Operations for JetPay Merchant Services, and auditor for PricewaterhouseCoopers. Well, a lot you've done and a lot you're doing. Josh, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Steve, thank you. It's really great to be with you again.
Well, a lot of people don't really understand what World Ventures is. So what is World Ventures?
Well, I can say I was among them. I had a house that was 2 miles from the office when the founder called me up a few years ago and said, "Hey, I have this billion-dollar travel company. I want you to come run it." And I thought, I'm in travel. I've never heard of you. So this is, it's a unique one. So this is one of the world's largest travel vacation clubs. And it's been around for 13 years, truly one of the most dynamic companies I've ever seen. And what makes it unique is sort of the go-to-market strategy. And what I mean by that is when I ran Cheap Caribbean, for example, you mentioned that earlier, you know, we spent about $54 million a year telling the world, "Hey, you know, we're here and here's all these great deals we have." And this company spends $0 on marketing. In fact, we grow through network marketing.
Your people are your marketing.
Our people are our marketing. It's so neat because the most naturally shared thing in the earth, I think, okay, Josh's opinion, is travel. I mean, you can't not talk about a trip. You know when someone's taking a trip because they're going to tell you about it beforehand. They're going to talk to you about it during. They're going to post annoying pictures of how fun they're having. And they're going to come back and tell you everything. And so we've tapped into that and built the one and only network marketing company focused on travel. So it's fun. It's very unique.
How does it work?
So there's a couple sides to the business. I'm CEO of the parent company, so that puts me over all the different parts. And so we have a industry-leading, world-class travel company called Rovia that builds these unique things called dream trips. And these are one-of-a-kind, unique. They don't exist anywhere else.
So there are packages that your reps actually have to sell rather than let me just find some place for you to go.
Well, so here's how it works. So if you're on the rep side, and so really a representative is someone like this. Usually a parent or friend or family member, you know, says, "Hey, I know you guys like to travel, you know, hey, look at this vacation club," right? And so what they do is they sell access to the vacation club. And then as members of the vacation club, they get these highly curated trips that we call dream trips. So think of a dream trip like an experience. And maybe say it like this. You can go to any number of places, in particular online, and you can buy a hotel bed. Congratulations, right? What these are experiences. And so from soup to nuts, we take care of you. So there's some attributes to a dream trip, like you're going to have a host. So that means you have a person that's there, that's caring for you, that's the local expert. You know, think about it. Whether you're going to Boston or the beach, you want to show up and go, "Hey, what do the locals do? Where's the best place to get crabs?" Or, you know, whatever the case is.
Your own concierge.
You have your own concierge. Exactly right. And we do these trips all over the world. So you have your, you know, and I say that because you maybe you're in Boston, you don't that's not as valuable. Now, most people still want to know where the great places to go, etc. So there's a little bit of a hand holding there. But then, you know, if you're going to China, you absolutely want that. If you're going to the Philippines or Bangkok, you these are great things to have. So you have a host on these. You typically have a welcome reception. So what that means is these are group trips. So and which sounds a little funny because group trips are normally, you know, you going with your family and things get awkward and annoying. These are just a collection of individuals that love to travel too that happen to have bought this package. So you're coming from wherever you're coming, you're showing up, and then they'll throw a, just so people can get to know each other if they want, you don't have to participate. There'll be a welcome reception and there'll be some excursions and things thrown in for free. That's just a part of the experience. We also include the transfer. So it's kind of a soup to nuts, you're cared for. So here's an amazing experience that you get to just with one click, you bought it all.
Well, this sounds similar, and I think I mentioned that I thought about this with Cheap Caribbean too. This sounds similar to going on a cruise. Mm-hmm. And part of the allure, is, you mentioned the group, is being with other people.
Right.
You're not just by yourself.
Correct.
And you form some friendships, and I'm sure you see the same people if you take other trips too, if they're part of the club.
You do. One of the most special things about this company is they've tapped into something that's true of humanity, and that's that we love community. Right, and this company, in essence, has bottled that because it has such an engaged user group that loves that community. And so, you know, and it opens up possibilities that you might not otherwise have. And here's what I mean by that. By myself, I probably wouldn't go to Egypt right now. In a group setting where everything's cared for and lined up and, you know, if they need security, they've got that. Whatever the case is, they have it covered. It now opens up the world to me. And I get to do it amongst friends. And so what typically happens is, you know, we try to be leader-led. It's sort of a term inside, which means we don't have to be the smart guy. You know, one of my favorite parts about this entire business is that we are so close to our customer. We're so close. And so when we're thinking about what to create, we get our inspiration from places like Virtuoso and, you know, the best places to travel. But we also talk to our leaders and we find out, hey, what do you want to do? And so what happens is they'll describe an amazing experience, and then a trip will be built, and then they'll share it naturally with their friends. So I don't spend time and effort and brain capacity trying to figure out how to sell vacation packages. I really just listen to our leaders, build amazing experiences, and then they do it for us. It truly is one of a kind.
Not only are your leaders selling this and doing the marketing, but your customers are doing the marketing too.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you this fantastic trip I've been on. Uh-huh. Let me tell you how to get it.
Yeah.
And I'm the guess is they probably become the your leaders, your independent reps too. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Most times people join, they want to be a member, and they see these amazing experiences. They go, and then they meet other lifelong learners, and they go, wait a minute, I could make money doing this. And some people, it's, you know, I can make a few extra bucks, you know. Great. Well, an extra $1,000 a month or $500 a month do for you? Some people are committed at that level. And other folks see, wow, I could actually do well. I could step into financial freedom if I pursue this on a full-time basis. And frankly, it's just doing what I naturally love to do. So we've got two from. We've got people that have made a full-time career as well as individuals that just do it for fun.
So how does one become an independent rep?
So you have to, that's why I call this the best kept secret. You can't go online and sign up. You know, people ask me that all the time. I said, well, you know, let me introduce you to a friend of mine, right? Because if you're a representative, you know, they're going to naturally share this experience. Of course, you can go online and find out about it. But mainly it's just shared with friends and family.
And that's all you have to do. Know those people and get involved with the company.
Know those people, get involved. And it's right now we're in quite an interesting time period because we're having a hard time keeping up with the growth. We've added about 97,000 customers in the last 30 days. So we're busy.
Well, if you're going to have a problem.
Those are the right
problem that you want to have.
Yeah.
So Dream Trips are your flagship product. Are there other things that your customers can buy from World Ventures also?
Absolutely. And so that's one of the things that I brought to the company when I joined a couple of years ago, which, by the way, in 2 days is my anniversary. So if you
happy anniversary.
If you want to send chocolate, you know where my address is. So
depending where you are, depending what trip you're on.
Yeah, you got to find out where I am. That's the right. Tricky part, Steve.
What did you ask me? your other product
oh,
besides
other
trip,
right.
Dream Trip.
It was important to me that if you're a member, you had access to to regular benefits, right? And so the reality is you may be only taking a couple dream trips a year. And yet this is a membership, right? And just like Gold's Gym or something else, you pay for the memberships that you use. And so I wanted it to be travel is a part of our daily lives, but taking a big dream trip might not be a daily life thing. So what we did is we introduced services to from. So think of this. My favorite analogy is, you know, BMW. I like BMWs. And so, you know, the Dream Trip is the 7 Series. That's great, but they wouldn't be around if they just had the 7 Series. And so what we did is we introduced the online travel agent, you know, basically the booking engine. And then we started adding in Anytime Escapes. So these are just last-minute hot deals. Because think about this. Our hotel partners, where we do millions of dollars a year in business, they call us up because we're partners with them. And they'll say, hey, I've got these rooms available, you know, in September. Can you help us sell them? Well, you know, we'll say, sure, if you give us a great deal. So we put together these amazing last-minute deals. We call them Anytime Escapes. And we also have dream breaks, and which are kind of weekend escapes. So, like, I'm going to be in New York meeting with bankers, which is my favorite thing in the world to do. So,
mm-hmm.
but right. Well, while I'm there, there's a dream break going on where I'm going to get to go hang out with Rudy. You know, the football star
from Notre Dame.
He is doing a one night play. And has invited me and several other members here to come to that play, and so we made a dream trip around it, right? So it's sort of an anytime escape. It's available that weekend, and we do a lot of fun things like that. So there's a whole lineup of products and services that are available. And then sort of the last part of that is we realized, you know, people eat out all the time. And so what would it be like if we could partner with different restaurant chains and independent operators and provide an experience? And so we launched a program called Dream Trips Local. Right now we have 6,000 restaurants and we're rapidly expanding. That's across the globe. And so with these are restaurants, basically our members say, look, I love going to this steak place. So they talk to the owner. The owner enrolls in Dream Trips Local. Our customer will go there and pay just like normal, except we have a deal with the restaurant on the back end where we basically, when we see that you made a purchase for X dollars, we'll give you a percentage of that in rewards points. So you're just basically, we call it dine your way to a dream trip.
So I have to eat out anyway.
You got to eat out anyway, right? You're not packing a lunch anymore, Steve. So you eat out, you collect your points, and then you can use those points to reduce the cost of your trip. Or we also have launched just last year a program called Dream Trips Rewards. And so basically it's an online shopping mall that has everything from travel products to vacuum cleaners, wine clubs, etc., where you can use these points to get merchandise, either free or buying down the cost.
So I can get merchandise or I could go on a trip, depending mm-hmm. on how, or I can use my points to offset the cost of the trip?
Correct. So it's a comprehensive, basically we wanted to have a comprehensive ecosystem where you get in and you can have daily value from your membership, because that is the most value is the right kind of value.
You have, I would guess, members that are checking your website all the time mm-hmm. just to find what's there, which brings up a question about the process. You were talking about these trips that you get at the last moment.
Sure.
How would I find out? Would I get an email? Would I have to look at the website? How would I know about these last-minute trips?
So a couple ways. Yes, we do send out notifications, not too many because we don't want to blow our customers up, but we'll notify them of Anytime Escapes that are happening in their area. But we also have a thing called Bucket List, right, where our customers will say, hey, this is what I'm really interested in. Because keep in mind, you know, Cheap Caribbean was an amazing experience. We were the best in the Caribbean of Mexico, but that was our footprint. We were only focused there. In the back of my head, I always thought, what if we could do Cheap World, right? Like these amazing deals all across the world. And I guess the, you know, what you put out in the universe, you attract. And so that's what this is. We have amazing deals all throughout the world. So if we told all of our customers all the deals we have right now, I'd blow them up because they expand the globe.
So would I be able to put my bucket list in there, and you'd then let me know when something pops up?
That's right. And we're adding a lot of features to both our app and our website this year, so that our customers can get really savvy about the notifications they receive, the kinds of deals they're looking for. In fact, you know, because we're a group-led environment, they're going to be able to create their own trips. So basically, they can go to the community and say, hey, here's something I want to do. Push it out to the other members. You know, 50 other people, 1,000 other people say, yeah, I want that. Cool. I'll go build it, right? We'll notify you when it's ready. So
build it and they will come.
If you build it, they will come.
So what do you want people to think about when they think about World Ventures?
You know, I think I love how you led off, because you read our tagline, which is fun, freedom, and fulfillment. And that really is where we get excited. We really want to create more fun, more freedom, and more fulfillment in this world. And we found an amazing way to do it. And this is a moving. I was moved when I saw this company. I was intrigued at first, right? But you can't really understand until you experience it. And so the founder, Wayne Nugent, an amazing visionary, invited me to one of their conventions. So they do these conventions all throughout the world. We do these shows all over the world. And what they are is a collection of our representatives who are coming to learn more about the product, learn more about the new innovations, learn about the compensation plan. But really think of these like a Tony Robbins event where you're going to have your head and heart worked on, right? Because this is not difficult. And yet most people, they're afraid of rejection. They don't, what if I share it with my friend and they don't like it? Well, okay, they probably will, but still. And we will take these weekends, like we just had an event in Birmingham, Alabama. We're about to do an event where am I going to be to? Barcelona, and the next weekend in Kuala Lumpur. That's for our Momentum series. And you go to these events, and your head and heart are worked on. You're amongst a community of people that want to grow and develop, which is just an amazing experience to be a part of something like that. And you hear these stories when people achieve certain ranks within the company. They get recognized, and they have some time on stage to tell about their experience. Right, the longer the higher up they get, the longer they get to speak. But we get to hear these experiences of changed lives, and that's what did it for me. I went to an event. I was enamored with the entire process, but when I heard about the changed lives and the impact this company was having in the world, I thought, okay, I have to be a part of that. And, you know, here in the U.S., you know, we create a lot of fun, freedom, and fulfillment. Across the globe, I mean, we are really, I'm not understating it, we're changing lives. And that's special, and that's worth the work that you do.
And you're in how many countries?
We're in 40 countries right now and expanding rapidly.
As I'm thinking about this, you are providing trips, dream trips, to clients out there, but they need to have the money to go on these trips.
Right.
So what I see, you correct me if I'm wrong, is they find out about these trips, and one way to compensate themselves to pay for all these trips is to become part of World Ventures.
Correct.
So it becomes this circle that keeps going. It's never ending.
Correct. We call it the virtuous cycle, right? So you know, there's something special happens when you travel. It's one of the things that you spend money on that pays you back more.
It's an experience that you can hold on to in your mind, not hold on to physically.
Correct. And you think about it, and you forget. I'll use a Danny Meyer experience. So a phenomenal gentleman, wrote Setting the Table, one of the most impactful individuals I've met in terms of hospitality, really teaching what hospitality is. You know, when he said, you forget what you ate at the restaurant, but you never forget how you feel. Right. And so we really focus on helping people feel cared for in a community of other people that want to improve their lives. And the sort of side benefit, right, is the money. People can actually do this and become financially free, whatever that means to them. Right. Sometimes that's $1,000 a month. Sometimes it's $100,000 a month. It whatever that means for you, it can be yours. We have a gentleman right now, Sachin Governor, 24 years old. Lives in South Africa and is one of our top leaders because he just got out there and decided, you know what, I'm going to share this with my country. I want to serve my country by sharing this experience. And he is really having an impact.
There's an excellent book called The New Gold Standard.
Yes.
About the Ritz-Carlton. And what they attempt to do is take away all the problems that guests have. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that as you were talking, because your concierge, the person that helps on, basically is taking all the problems away from your guests so they can have that great experience.
Would that
be true?
Yeah, that's what their goal is, right? And so actually, it's funny that you say that, because you know every year I kind of come up with a few things and say we're gonna, you know, because what you focus on is what actually is accomplished. What you focus on gets done. And so one of the words for this year is reduce friction. And so what we're doing is we're looking at the entire customer journey, right? Which we're not perfect. We've been around 13 years. We've grown really fast. Some stuff breaks, right? If you're chained to perfectionism, you'll never do anything impactful in this world. So reducing friction is one of the key things that we're focused on this year throughout the customer experience. And one of the things I'm the most excited about is when we looked at the customer journey, sort of my team laid it out and said, here's our journey. And I said, guys, hold on. We're missing something very important. I said, well, what is it? We thought we did a good job. I said, no, you're fine. But at the beginning of that timeline and at the end of the timeline, it starts with dreaming. Dreaming. I mean, it's so convenient. We do dream trips. It's all about helping people dream. How do you help dream them into the next trip?
Well, this company began with a dream.
Yes, it did. And it didn't. And it was so crazy because this didn't exist. And in some respects, still doesn't exist, at least outside of these walls. It doesn't. And in fact, as a travel expert, okay, so I've been around the block in travel. Not an expert at a lot of things. I've kind of got this one. I don't know everything, but I understand this one fairly well. And I would have told you, you can't do this. And you can't do this because you have to buy hundreds of millions of dollars worth of volume in order to be able to get the deals necessary to have the value of the membership. And yet somehow, some way, this company was able to do it. And now it has a very, very defensible position in the marketplace. And one of the reasons why there's no one else doing it, it just doesn't work. But we figured out a way to make it work. And the value just keeps getting better and better and better for our customers.
And not everyone could start a company like this because the culture is such that everybody's in this together. Mm-hmm. A big part of that is conscious capitalism.
Correct.
But let's talk about the leadership role that you have. One of the things, you have a lot of motivational quotation. If there's anyone that you can think of off the top of your head, tell us what that is. But I want to ask you about leadership. Okay. You can think of the quotation, great, but let's talk about what leadership means to you.
Sure. So here's one that I quote frequently within these walls because it has deeply impacted me. It's by C.S. Lewis. He said, put first things first, you get second things thrown in. Put second things first, you lose both the first and the second, right? The principle is very, very clear, and yet it's often ignored in business, right? Because we get focused on the shiny things, the new things, what, you know, and yet business is an execution game, right? And so you have to be dedicated towards identifying the primary things and then executing on the primary things. It's like, you know, here's a trick, something that trips up network marketing companies. They love to talk about growth. They love to talk about size, right? And that's great. That's a functional thing, but that's a byproduct of investing in your foundations. And so I, as a leader, I will not join a company that I don't think I can grow significantly. And the reason why I say growth is important to me is because that's what provides opportunities for people. If you don't grow, then you're just managing. And I'm not signing up for
that. If you're not growing, you don't have the capital there to do the things you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. So I love companies that can grow, but the way to grow them is by focusing on the foundations. And that's what I'm really, really interested in. This company, going back to sort of your question, Steve, was interesting for me because I've always been a person that reads a lot and focused on myself. Because I don't think you can give what you haven't received, right? But this one is interesting because I had the opportunity, to go and speak all over the world. And so you have to be able to be able to give something to people, you have to have it in you. And so it really has doubled down my efforts to invest in me, in my head, in my heart, so that I can, as my father said, you can't leave where you're not willing to go. So
let's talk about how to become involved with World Ventures or how someone can find out more about it.
Okay. Absolutely. So I would check www.worldventures.com. Right there, you can find some details about the company, a little bit more about us, as well as an easy way to get involved. And so basically, we'll help play matchmaker. We'll connect you to some of the people that are maybe within your area. Because all of these people, they're a part of a team. And we want to plug you into a part of a team where you can be successful, no matter where you are.
So it's not just looking for a new leader, new independent rep. It's also might be a destination out there. They hear about World Ventures. They say, here, we have something for your people. We want to become involved.
That's right.
You're open to talking to anybody about any aspect of travel.
We are. In fact, we have a very exciting technology initiative that's coming out this year. We internally call it freemium. We won't say that externally because that's not sexy. But the essence is we will be able to, you can download a free app or your friend can share you a free app. And so you can see what our members are seeing. Now you can't book everything that they're booking, and you can't have the same price, absolutely. But you can get a taste of what it is that we do. Because right now it's there's a little bit of the "well, trust me" factor, and we're trying to take away that by making it even easier to see the value in the membership. So stay tuned. That's coming out soon.
Well, keep an eye out. It's worldventures.com. As always, Josh, you are a great interview. This is absolutely fascinating, and your enthusiasm is probably what helps lead this company too.
Well, I I am genuinely passionate about this. It's I'm blessed to be in a position where I don't have to work. And so the things that I do that take up my time and effort, I want to be worthwhile. I want to have an impact. And this company is making an impact. And I'm blessed to be able to be a part of that.
Well, congratulations on what you've done. You are definitely a playmaker, and a playmaker makes things happen. You're doing that for a lot of people, even outside this business.
Thank you
very much. Thanks for being part of the show.
Great being a part of this. Thank you.
We have just spoken with Josh Payne. Josh is CEO of World Ventures Holdings. Again, it's worldventures.com. Thank you very much for listening to us. Join us again at playmakerstalkshow.com, where you get all of our past episodes. That's playmakerstalkshow.com, and we'll be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at playmakerstalkshow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.